Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up to Purpose with your host, John Stanko. This program will help you find your purpose and, more importantly, how to make your purpose work for you. And now, here's John Stanko.
Hello out there in internet land. Just sitting here checking off some things on my to-do list. You know, that's a great feeling. Actually releases, so what is the chemical endomorphins in your system when you can check things off the list. So I thought I'd do that, but I don't think I'm going to need energy or endomorphins or any other chemistry for today's guest. Honored in a moment to bring on Angela M., who I've had the chance to witness in person. And when she wrote me last week about something, I thought, oh my goodness, there would be a good person to have on blog radio. So you, the listener, could be exposed to her, her music, and her story. And yes, we have uploaded some of her music, and we're going to play it. And, you know, so we'll have the composer or the performer right here to comment for us on what it is that we are hearing. So it's going to be a little different than what we've done, but I think it's going to be very, very good, and I know you'll be blessed. I know I have been, and that is one of the objectives I have in the blog radio, which I have been back doing now. It is going on 9 months, and a couple more shows, and we will have 100 that we have completed. Of course, I did this years ago, and I had hundreds of, not years ago, 5-6 years ago. I did it for 3 or 4 years. I had 4 different shows, and then it got away from it with all my travels. But the pandemic has brought me back home to be using blog radio, which is really just, for me, a very slick and efficient way of doing podcasting. And it has me connected to an entire network of other shows, but also a place where people go for, they know there's a repository of shows. So when I tag Kenya or gospel music or worship music, then somebody who would be looking for a show that may have no idea who I am could find that tag and listen to the show. And that is how it works. Anyway, I haven't done a whole lot of shows in the new year, and I'm last year at my peak, I was doing Monday through Friday during the initial stages of the pandemic, and then I cut it down to 3 times a week. And now I'm doing as there is someone or something of interest that I want to connect with you around. I just finished a Facebook Live, which I still do 3 times a week, and we talked today about change and about my purpose. A study Bible entry from yesterday where I wrote about how Pharaoh had hardened his heart during the plagues, and he did it so often that eventually God finished the job and hardened it for him, and at that point there was no turning back. In an extreme case, and one certainly that is there for us to learn from, especially because then in Psalm 95, David wrote about an example in Exodus 17 where the people hardened their hearts. And he encouraged his readers, King David did, do not harden your heart. Then that particular verse from Psalm 95 that was referring to Exodus 17 shows up 4 times in the gospel, or not the gospel, to the letter to the Hebrews. And so my point today was that the theme of hardening your heart is throughout the Bible, and it cautions us not to do it. Now, if it's telling us not to do it, guess what that means? That means we have the propensity to do it. And I don't think that means we throw our Bibles out and we stop following the Lord. What I interpreted it and talked about today was in some area of our life where we become a bit stubborn and resist the new thing that God wants us to do, and so we talked about that. Also, this week is my start of classes week, so to speak. And the other night I had a purpose class that I'm doing online and had 14 people show up. And tomorrow, which is a Saturday, we have the first class for my creativity session. And I keep getting a notice to you're late to start your next episode. I've already done it, Mr. Blog Radio, so thank you very much. Tomorrow we start the creativity class, and we have 16 people there. And yesterday both of my college classes started, my university classes, one in the Gospels, where I have 54 students, and the other one in Christian Thought 1, which is, I think, 20 students. So, you know, over the next 8 weeks, I will be interfacing and impacting more than 100 students, which if you've been listening to me, you know I've been saying that we need to be using the internet to do all that we can do, social media, to impact people in every way that we can. So enough said about that. You didn't tune in to hear me. You tuned in to hear Angela M., and I don't blame you, so let's go ahead and bring her on. Angela, welcome to Wake Up to Purpose.
Thank you, Pastor John. Thank you for inviting me. This is an honor, and I also want to take this opportunity to thank your listeners for tuning in and listening.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Tell our listeners a little bit about you, where you live, and you know how you spend your time, and family, or anything else you think would be relevant.
All right, that's a great question. I'm in Ohio, in a little city called Granville. It's in the outskirts of Columbus, mm-hmm. and I'm married to my husband Thomas, and together we have two girls, mm-hmm. 11 and 13. And I spend my time mostly doing, you know, of course, I'm a homemaker. I also
sure.
do ministry. I'm a worshiper as well as the CEO of my charitable organization called Giving Faith and Hope.
Mm-hmm. What is it called,
mm-hmm.
Giving Faith and Hope?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's
great.
Called Giving Faith and Hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did you tell us a little bit about your journey to the States? How did you end up here?
Well, I grew up in Kenya, outskirts of Nairobi, the capital city, and we grew up in a Christian family, and we were what you would call middle class
mm-hmm.
family. And when it was, you know, America, I came for further studies and greener pastures. I'm the first of four siblings. And we, my parents agreed and believed my coming here would help help elevate everyone else's life as well.
Mm-hmm.
So my aunt was here, and that's who, in our African culture, my aunt who was my dad's older sister, she's like a mom. So they were sending me to her when they sent me out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And what,
yep,
what year, when did you come?
This is where, it's been many, many years. It's over 20 years. It's around 20, yeah, 20 now, 20 years.
Yeah.
And I actually met my husband here at a mutual
mm-hmm.
friend's house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so now, what are all your siblings here?
No, they're all in Kenya.
Ah, okay. So
yeah,
give us a report. What are you hearing? What are you hearing from Kenya these days, where COVID is concerned? How are things after the first of the year? What's the report that you're hearing?
Actually, I want to say, yeah, COVID affected Kenya just like it affected the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment, at least we are glad schools are back. They haven't had
mm-hmm.
school until a couple of weeks ago when they went back to school. So, and they are doing it as a continuation of last year. So it looks like we are almost getting into the American system of education in Kenya now.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as, I want to say there's a lot of faith. There's a lot of faith because life is almost back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
They found a way to really keep going despite the COVID. There's a lot of faith and hope. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no question. Kenyans are resourceful people, as are many of the people on the continent, no matter where I have traveled. And Kenya is certainly no exception. But, you know, coming here 20 years ago, were you involved in as involved in music back in Kenya as you have been here? Talk to us a little bit about your journey to recognize your own musical gift and ministry.
Actually, I want to say I've been singing for as long as I can remember. My dad loved music. So I grew up with music and we would sing a lot in the house. And as I continued growing, I was serving in church. I would sing in church from when I was little. I was singing in school. I was in the choir and drama, anything. I think I've always been a creative and in the arts. And when I came here, that did not change. I kept singing. Any church that I was involved in, I would sing there. Within the Kenyan community, I would sing and lead worship whenever we would come together. Here in America, that is. Whenever we would have even guest artists visiting from Kenya, I don't know if you're familiar with Reuben Kigame, he's one of them.
Uh-huh.
I would sing as a backup here. Whenever he was in town, we were his secret voices in town. So I want to, it's been like that. I've sung for as long as I can remember. And at some point around early, maybe 2005 and up, I had more people coming and asking, do you have your music? Are you going to do your music? But I knew deep within that it was, God hadn't spoken yet. And in the year 2011, 2012, God actually confirmed with me that he wanted me to record. And the preparation started of getting, I would get music and I would write and maybe not complete the songs. And God also brought some people that would help me complete the incomplete songs and they would just fall in place. But it was still not time. You know how, I'm sure you're sure, you know how God can speak, but that he can tell you something will happen, but you don't know when. But when that time came, I had that conviction and that witness in me that it was time. That was 2014. But still, I couldn't see the money and how to even start the whole process. But again, God, he is such a wonderful father and provider. I just love the journey he has taken me through because he has brought people alongside me to take me to where he needed me to be. And this year, April, will be 6 years from the time I recorded the first album, I Will Worship. Yep. So, it's been a journey. It's not easy, but it's all about trusting God in the process. You just do a step at a time.
What was there a time when it looked like it would never happen? Were you ever a point where you despaired, or was the vision so clear that you just kept working and preparing, knowing that the day was going to come?
The vision was clear. Yeah, there were times I despaired because as a human being, I had a picture. I'm like, okay, God, you said this is happening. So I had this picture of he will somehow drop everything, you know, everything that I needed, all the money, the resources, the people. But that is not how it happened. He he was, I believe as I look back now, it was a, he was taking me through a better route than what I had envisioned, where he would bring people. I would collaborate with others so much for unity and bringing people together, even as he answers our prayers. And that is exactly what happened. He brought my destiny helpers, and they came alongside me. As a person, I know it's hard for me to receive and to ask, but I got to that point and I saw the blessing of it. I had all these people rallying around me, especially the Kenyan community, asking and cheering me on, sending me texts and telling me, we are praying for you. They came together, they gave financially to bring this project to fruition before I had recorded anything. One person just had the demo, and she rallied people and brought them together, and they gave money, they gave of their resources to make sure this project happened. I can't imagine a better way that this could have happened. If God had done it the other way that I wanted, I would not have seen this kind of love and support and, Christ-like love. And yeah, so it was very good, you know, people suggesting who to help me with the recording, and it's through that I was able even to meet my producer. I would never have it through one of my friends that was involved with the whole process, and it has been a blessing all through. Yeah, so that's my encouragement. It was a lesson. Not to have a picture of how you want God to do things, but to trust Him, to trust His process.
So now, has your music impacted Kenya? I mean, have you sent it back? Is your family involved with it there? Does it have distribution? What's the musical connection today with your homeland?
Yeah, there was a connection initially, but it takes finances, and I kind of stopped at some point, but I'm back again. With the song, The Blessing, it's now, right now, actually playing on for like now almost 2 weeks. It's just been playing in almost more than four television media, and I'm getting very good feedback. People are loving it, and I want to believe also, you know, it was a song for the season, especially because, you know, I'm sure a lot of the listeners are familiar with the song, The Blessing. But what we did was change it up, Africanize it a little bit, and brought in all these ethnic tribes within the song. And there's something that happens when you hear a song in your first language, and it communicates to you at a deeper level. And that was a way of, you know, blessing people with a blessing in a language that they could understand, with different faces that they may or may not be familiar with, because it brought about artists, different artists from Kenya. Some are here in the U.S., some are in Kenya. And we were all able to record the song from that distance. Again, bringing about that unity, and going to what you've been saying about embracing the media, the social media. It has allowed us to come together even when we are far. We are together while far, while apart.
It's such
a beautiful thing.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, that's an introduction to The Blessing. So why don't we listen to it? And then you can come back and make additional comments. And is that okay? We'll go ahead and do that now.
Sure.
All right. Great. Well, here it is. The Blessing.
All right.
With Angela
Thank you.
M.
I'm make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Angela, there's a lot lot that went into that song. You described it for us before we played it, but talk to us again what the inspiration of that was and just a little bit more, again, of what went into pulling all that together.
Oh, my goodness. Pastor Stanko, that, this was one, if you're talking of wanting to give up, whoo. This one was a hard one.
I'm
not going to say it was easy at all. Oh, I gave up many, many times. Oh, yes. Trying to, you know, we are living at a very different time and trying to really communicate with so many people, different times, different time zones. And most of these ladies that sang, we ended up calling ourselves Kenyan Women of Worth. They are recording artists and worship leaders in their own right, like they are busy. And trying to get a hold of them was not easy. And for them to do this, and not only one time, it's not something they had ever done for other than one person. Trying to record with your phone, and it would get here, and my producer would be like, nope, this is not going to cut it. And going back to them to ask them to record over and over again. And when done, now go ahead and now record video of the same and do your best to get a dressing that will fit the language you're singing. It was not easy at all. And I had this picture. Again, it's a timing thing. What I did not mention is that when I was doing the first recording for my first album, I had a vision that I would get in the studio, record, and be done within a month and release it. But it took us almost a year to get done. So it's like there's a lesson God is trying to teach me, and I'm not getting it. I'm getting to repeat it. I'm repeating the class quite a bit, because even with the blessing, I had this picture. You know, I woke up this morning. I woke up one day and I was like, I really know God wants me to do this. He wants me to do the blessing. Then I guess I was like, yeah, wouldn't it be nice to release it on my birthday? And we are talking getting everything done within 3 weeks in order for it to be done, to be released on my birthday. And we know that didn't happen. It didn't happen. It happened in God's timing. So this song was actually released during Thanksgiving. On the Thanksgiving week. Yeah. So
it is
that's
fresh.
The timing
it is
that,
new.
It's very fresh. It's new. And what I have learned as we were releasing this song, and I shared that with the people who were on the Zoom meeting that day, is that the way I've seen God deals with me is giving me a picture of where he wants me to be and how something looks like. I see the final product. I never get to see the process. And knowing myself, if I would see the process, probably I wouldn't get in the water. wouldn't get in.
Right.
But he shows me the final picture and I go for it without, I'd never look at what it will cost. Then, well, I'm in there, that's when I realized, whoa, this was bigger than I thought. It was bigger than I would have ever imagined. And that's who God is. He's as a father, just like you as a father, you know each of your children and you know what works for who and which process works for who. This works. it always ends up working. Yeah, I have the trusting faith. You know, God said it, let me go do it. And I don't realize what...
and it's the same thing when people are looking to write a book. I mean, they think it's just going to happen, but, you know, there are edits, re-edits, proofs, more edits, you know, misunderstandings, clarifications, mm-hmm. and I've been told producing a song mm-hmm. or an album is very similar to producing and writing and publishing a book. And so, well, now let me. Is Hope FM there?
You have an idea because you've done a lot.
Yeah. Right. Is Hope
you've
FM one of the
books.
Outlets
mm-hmm.
that picked it up? Did Hope FM pick it up in Kenya? Are they one of the outlets
you know
playing
Hope FM. The thing is, it's not on radio yet. I was told that Kenyans love to see a lot.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
They like to watch music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the TV stations that have picked it up more.
Gotcha.
But
mm-hmm.
I am really hoping that the radio stations will, you know, it will be a ripple effect and that it will also
right.
get in there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. I've you know, having watched a lot of Kenyan TV, you see, you know, even on the secular stations, a lot of Christian music videos, and they are very Kenyan. You know, there is a pattern of what you can expect, and so that's great. Now we've got some other music, so pick one
mm-hmm.
and talk to us about what you'd like, what we're going to play, and a little bit about what we can expect when we hear it, and then we can come back and do the same thing. You can debrief us, and we've got Thank You for Being You, The Cross Has Set Me Free, and Awesome God. Where do we want to go next?
Let's do The Cross since Easter is around the corner.
Okay. The Cross Has
yeah,
Set Me Free.
And
do you want to prepare us? What are we going to hear? What is this?
So The Cross Has Set Me Free happens, and I'm sure I can talk about that later, is one of the songs from my live recording that
mm-hmm.
that I was going to release last year in April, and due to COVID,
mm-hmm.
It's on hold. So The Cross Has Set Me Free is, you know, why it not for the cross, we would not even be here right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
really what it talks about is that it's not about our righteousness. It was not by our righteousness, but by the blood of Jesus alone, who
mm-hmm.
gives us breath, because he
yeah.
came to atone for our sins. And it
that
talks
deep.
About how the weight that he carried on the cross because of our failures, of our mistakes, of our sins. But when he raised to life, you know, bridged us. It's a powerful song. I just, the live recording, the whole entire album is about redemption. So I actually called it Redemption Love Song. It just points us back to the cross.
Excellent. A redemption's
mm-hmm.
love song, The Cross Has Set Me Free, Angela M. Let's listen in.
Living behind the riches of glory, you took on flesh to walk this earth. It was all part of a grander story. Your perfect life, sacrifice.
Composer, did you write that song?
Yes.
Yeah. Talk to our listeners about what it's like to compose a song. What is there a standard procedure you follow? Does the Lord work with you a certain way? Just talk to us about being a songwriter.
Yeah. Mostly, I get songs in my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to get up and probably do like a voice recording or during my quiet time. A song may come. It may not be the entire one, but I can get a song. Sometimes I get it as a tune, and at times I get only the words. In
mm-hmm.
this instance, it was only the words, and then the music is put together by my computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's many, many different ways. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you said that it was a live recording. What you talked about pulling together, you know, the blessing. What was it like to pull together a live recording?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I still say the blessing was hardest, but the live recording was another hard one. We started talking about the live recording in 2018. So we envisioned it to be a two-year project. With April 2020, in celebration of five-year anniversary, being the time to release that live recording. So the project has already costed me over $20,000. That part was already hard. But again, talking of putting your feet in the water and God taking over as you keep going, He's provided along the way as we continue. I don't know. I'm sure you know the African saying, when you want to eat an elephant, you eat a piece at a time.
Mm-hmm.
We have an African saying that says that, you know, that you want to take a piece at a time. And that's exactly how the live recording went, where we would tackle one song at a time. We had almost 20 people in the live recording. Actually, The Cross Has Set Me Free is online. It's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So we did the recording in at the Grove City, the NAS, Church
mm-hmm.
of the Nazarene, Grove City, and it was beautiful. We only had around 60 people or so for the live recording, and we recorded 8 songs.
mm-hmm.
And before recording the 8 songs, you know, we had to do a lot of rehearsals so that we can make sure we are on point on that day. So I had never done this before. At that level, it takes a lot to prepare and to make sure, you know, the recording will go well, not only audio but video as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's whole teamwork. It takes a lot of people. I remember, again, my producer had to go there to that venue. Before we ever got there, just to make sure that the recording can happen. And since they had not ever done such a thing at that kind of level before, they didn't have their system set up for that. But they, you know, we thank God for them. They were able to work with us, and everything went well. Thank God. I have seen regular concerts not going the way you have planned. Now you can imagine a live recording where there's no reset or repeat. Let's come back. We do it again.
So now, do you have a new date for the release?
Tentatively, which I don't think is gonna happen. We have it on for the 24th of April.
Okay.
Again, learning to trust God's timing. In God's time, I know this project will come out. This is His baby, and I'm just a conduit, so I know it will happen. As to when, I don't know, but I believe when it does, it will be a blessing to many. The pre-COVID, we had planned, like I said, it was a two-year project. We had really planned this out. The venue that it was going to be can hold 1,200 people, so we were calling it Project 1,200.
Mm-hmm.
As we speak, that same venue can only take 300 at the moment.
Yeah, right.
Because of COVID.
Do we rename the project? Angela, of all the things you do, writing, and you do some producing and some performing. I'll call it performing, but I know it's ministry. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite part?
Mm-hmm. My favorite part is when I get a text from somebody telling me how they are getting blessed by the music, or get a video from someone saying, my kids cannot stop asking for this particular song.
Mm-hmm.
They show you as the kids, you know, sing along. One of the texts I can remember is, you know, somebody telling me that they were going through such a hard time for almost a year, and the thing that would take them through is keep on listening to my music. I had sent a couple CDs to them. Out of state, and those are the moments. Those are the things that will, you know, they help you keep on moving even when the going gets tough. Knowing it's a ministry and somebody's getting ministered to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, and I know what you're saying. Yeah, it's like cooking a meal, and then people enjoy it. You know, that people connect with what you made, and they enjoy it, and there's fellowship that's around it as well. And it sounds like it's the same thing you're describing here. We've got about 15 minutes left. We've got two songs. We've got Thank You for Being You, and we've got Awesome God. Where do we go next?
Thank You for Being You is a song that I wrote as a dedication to my mom. I just thought about my mom and all that she had been to us. And, I mean, she is a strong woman. And I felt the only way to honor her was put it in song. And after doing so, I realized, you know what? Every single person on earth came here through. So whether you are adopted or it's a spiritual mother, mothers are so instrumental. And so this song is not only for my mom, it's for all mothers. And I know Mother's Day also will be right around the corner, but it's Mother's Day, it should be every day, but this is another special song that can be shared with mothers, just as a little token of all that they are to us. And a mother is that picture, you know, when we see a mother, there is that, if a mom can do this, how much more can God do for us, you know? We have that scripture that talks about a mother cannot forget, can even forget their nursing child, but which I can't even fathom that happening, but how much more does God care for us?
Amen. Thank you for being you, Angela M.
Hello.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good, thank you. I just wanted to call and say thank you so much for everything you've done for us. You've been a great mom, and we're just so grateful for you.
I just appreciate all moms as well, and it's my prayer that they get to see the fruit of their labor.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful.
Thank you for being you. She is more than just a mother. She's the heart of our home. She'd cross the ocean and back to show us we're not alone. A love that fights and protects, a love that reaches out with unconditional grace. In Christ she has no doubt. She's the reason I am who I am today. She taught me to live boldly for what is true. Now to her and every mother I give you my thanks. Thank you for being you.
Great. You got me at the beginning. I was putting you on mute, and I thought I was picking up a phone call from somebody, and I thought that, but that was part of the song. Very creative. So is your family, are your daughters musical?
Yes, they are. They love instruments more than anything else. And one, I know I talked about COVID having stopped with the, I mean, the live recording, but we had, you know, the lockdown on one hand because I discovered that I could actually minister to people from the house on Facebook. And my daughters joined me in some of those. And, you know, one would play the piano and would sing together. That is just precious. I wouldn't exchange that for anything. And that's the time we also discovered we can have whole services as a family right here in the house, at least a few days in a week, you know, from worship, prayers, everything. And so that's a positive that has come out of the whole COVID situation.
Indeed, and same, you know, that's what I've been preaching, you know, to the entire body of Christ. Let's look for new ways to deliver ministry. And I think that's part of the lesson that God has for us out of the pandemic is doing things we wouldn't have ordinarily done to touch people we wouldn't ordinarily touch. And I'm glad to hear you're doing that. I want to mention, you know, your website is Angela
Gospel
Music.
Can I borrow that one, doing things? Can I borrow that one, doing things we not ordinarily do to touch people we ordinarily not touch? Yeah, I like it.
Yes, my gift. My gift to you. And your website is AngelaGospelMusic.com. I want to mention that to people and make sure it's Angela Gospel Music and go to the page that lists this show and I have it highlighted. It I don't do it. It shows up in pink, so you can't miss it. And Angela, I want to go ahead and close out. I don't think we're going to be able to play the whole thing of Awesome God, but any final comments, any setup for the song, and then we'll play as much as we can, and then we'll close out. And I want to thank you for your time today and for your work and your ministry for the Lord and for his people. But any final thoughts or any intro for Awesome God?
Yeah, thank you, Pastor John, for having me. I truly, truly appreciate this and the work that you're doing in Kenya. I appreciate it. And Awesome God is a popular African song, very upbeat, and the words speak for themselves. We are saying God is awesome and he is great, and you cannot help yourself but get out of the seats and dance. And as you dance, you're also speaking to God and you're telling him he is awesome, he is great. It's one of the songs that is in one of my collaborative albums called Indescribable. We did cover songs as a collaboration, an intro to Giving Faith and Hope. We did the cover songs to songs that you'd really know, but we kind of Africanized them. So this is one of them.
Amen. Very good. Well, Angela, again, thank you for your time today. God's blessing on you and your family, and I'll let you go, and we're going to close out with hearing Awesome God by Angela.
God bless you.
Solo. And you, dear. Thank you.
Awesome God, you're an awesome God.
Thanks again for listening to Wake Up to Purpose with John Stanko. To get in touch with John, you can go to www.purposequest.com or write him at johnstanko@gmail.com.